Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Well, Chris O'Brien is back this week. He missed last week's episode for reasons he'll explain in just a moment, as he's already outlined on our other show after the Paracast. But last week we had a terrific episode. Kurt Collins was the last-minute guest co-host. We featured Red Pill Junkie, with some just amazing discussions, which filtered into After the Paracast and also formed the basis of the editorial in the Paracast newsletter, perhaps the best newsletter we've ever had. Chris, welcome back. What kept you away last week?
Well, just kind of an emergency. I, you know, had a good friend who, you know, received a new kidney about 8 months ago, and just having a hard time fighting an infection, so I ended up having to take him to the hospital. He's still there, and just hoping for the best.
Of course, you can tell our listeners who this person is, because he is someone whom our listeners should know.
Yeah, Clifford Mahudi, my Zuni friend.
Well, we certainly hope he gets better.
Erstwhile funny man. He's not feeling very funny right now.
We well understand that, and hopefully he'll be feeling a lot better real soon now.
Yep.
In the meantime, last week we brought out something which is probably not original, but it has fueled a lot of fascinating discussion, and that is the possible relationship between UFO abductions and near-death experiences. In both cases, seeing some other place interpreted in different ways. And it's something I hadn't thought about, but then if you look at it, it seems perfectly logical, Chris.
Yeah, it does. I've always felt that there was some commonalities between what appear to be, you know, completely separate experiences, or, you know, categories of experiences. And I've always had a sense that there's a deep underlying connecting point on some level. And I think any thinking that's done along those lines could be quite fruitful and might bear some results.
I see the problem right now with investigations is that they're put into categories, which seems sensible. If you have a near-death experience or you are on the operating table, for example, you stop breathing and you have these visions or whatever it is, you look at them and say, well, I was dead clinically and therefore this is a near-death experience. But then when you encounter some kind of creature, maybe while you were asleep or when you're in an altered state of consciousness, you figure it's not a near-death experience because you weren't dead. Therefore, maybe it's ET, maybe it's some kind of other creature, other being. And that's why we have this sort of separation. But it may be here that it's not the means to the altered state of consciousness, but the end result.
Well, yeah, exactly. You should never throw anything out or factor anything in. I think we should all be open-minded and creative and think out of the box a little bit. And it's always good to find and look for and find commonalities and connecting points. And when you're comparing any two sets of you know, data, experiences, categories of experience or what have you, and to me it's a no-brainer that it's highly possible that there are some connecting points between these two seemingly divergent phenomena.
But you have to have a more expansive view of mysteries around us.
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as you attribute something to ET, you're putting it in a box. As soon as you say this is a near-death experience because I was clinically dead, and therefore maybe I saw heaven, or the way station between here and heaven, I'm putting it in a box.
Yeah. So, take it out of the box.
Well, that's the whole point. And that's the problem with investigating subjects like this. We are so quick to find a place where they must fit. And once they fit in those categories, like UFOs must be spaceships, as soon as we fit them into the category of UFOs being spaceships, we can't look at other possibilities. And we're not necessarily dismissing the possibility of UFOs and spaceships, mind you.
No. Yeah, but again, you just, until we have enough data to really come up with a solid, concrete answer that's, you know, irrefutable, nobody really knows for sure. So, you know, we always have to keep open minds about all this stuff. And I know we sound like broken records constantly harping on this, but it's true. And especially people coming into the field, maybe newbies who really don't have the background and haven't read all the books, haven't kept up on the cases, and you know, they're struggling to bring themselves up to speed. And, you know, unfortunately, too many of them rely on the media, and especially television. And you're going to get such a skewed view of all this type of phenomenal information if you think Hollywood is the end-all to be-all in terms of your educational process. I just, you know, I'm sad to tell you that, unfortunately, you know, shows like this and reading books and getting yourself up to speed, finding authors and smart people that make sense, you know, and really absorbing their work and reaping the benefit of their insight and the quality of the and depth of their thinking. You can't allow the media to be, you know, your educational system. It's just too trite. It's too shallow. It cuts too many corners. It generalizes, and it panders to, you know, the pop cultural beliefs that it's partially and almost, I think, almost exclusively responsible for creating in the first place. So anyway, I'm off my soapbox.
Well, part of the problem here is also the evidence may indeed be out there, but we're putting it in a box that maybe it doesn't fit in that box. So until or unless we look at that evidence with a more expansive possibility or simply take it as it is and see where it fits, rather than say, well, this must be the UFO and this must be the near-death experience and this must be the ghost and this must be the Bigfoot, if we don't look into the possibility that some of these things might be related, if we don't lock them down.
No. Well, I think, you know, our guest this week, Chris Rutowski, is a perfect example of somebody who is healthily skeptical, but open-minded and interested enough and motivated enough to actually do some real quality work. And although it's all grounded in science and grounded in very objective, you know, healthily skeptical kind of that sort of perspective and viewpoint, his work is invaluable. And there's few people that, you know, I can say that about up in Canada. I mean, he's really kind of a real pillar of I think integrity and objectivity up there. And it's great to have him on the show because I learn a lot every time he's on. He's quite a brilliant guy. And we need more people like that. We need more people who are willing to, you know, claim their skeptical side, but at the same time not close themselves down and lock doors behind them and become part of the problem, not part of any potential solution.
Now, when we discussed last week's episode with Red Pill Junkie, there were two parts to it. Of course, there was the part on the Paracast, and the second part, where he went on for another 35 minutes or so, more information about his theory about near-death experiences and UFO abductions and other things, he continued that in the After the Paracast podcast. And there's only one way for you to get that show, and that's to subscribe to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. So we give you After the Paracast. We have a little chat room there that we might turn into special events one of these days. We're working on video content, and we also give you the ad-free version of this show. We take out 41 minutes of network commercials. We encode it at a higher bit rate so it sounds better. You get all that with the Paracast Plus. And if you subscribe to a year or 5 years, you get a copy of Chris O'Brien's Stalking the Tricksters, the ebook version. In PDF formats, you don't even need a Kindle to read it. Really, it's great. Plus.theparacast.com. Chris Rutkowski is going to be here in just a moment with Gene and Chris. And I guess we call him KK for this episode. With Gene and KK, you're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is the coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and the coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
On the Paracast this week, and our friend Mr. O'Brien is back under the original name of KK because we have another Chris Rutkowski, who we bring on the show every so often to bring us a reality check about UFOs and related mysteries. We kind of need that reality check because things get kind of crazy and wacky all the time. And also for those of you who think there are no more sightings, if you look at Chris's site, you find there are constant barrages of sighting, especially in Canada. In fact, I'm going to ask you about that right now because we've been seeing that the last few years, larger numbers of cases. Is that because more people are seeing or looking for things, or is it just that the number of cases is higher?
Well, that's a good question, and I think it's a combination of those two plus a few more factors. It's no question that it's certainly a lot easier now to report your sightings than a number of years ago because, you know, you can go online and type in, you know, report UFO sighting. And there's a lot of websites that'll do that. I think people are spending a little more time, believe it or not, instead of looking down at their phones. There are people who spend some time looking up, and maybe they've been looking down at their phones so long that looking up they'll see something. So I think there's a factor there as well. But there are, of course, more things up there. I mean, the number of satellites that are being launched and breaking apart and so forth are certainly, that number is increasing. There's more aircraft that are being sent out there. So I think there certainly are more and more things. And, of course, with the advent of drones and all other paraphernalia that are being sent up in local areas, I think there are more things to be seen. But I think the fact is that people really are puzzled by what they're seeing in the sky, and if they're not used to it, they'll report it.
Do we see, because we have drones and all these things, that there are more false positives, more things being reported that turn out to be conventional?
Drones is a good example where, in theory, there are a lot of drones out there, and that's certainly possible what people are seeing, but we do really get few reports of drones. I like Chinese lanterns. There's no question that a lot of cases are Chinese lanterns. That doesn't mean that every case is a Chinese lantern. In fact, there are cases where lights are seen that don't have the characteristics of Chinese lanterns, but it's assumed they're Chinese lanterns because, you know, it occurred during a festival of some sort, and people thought that that's what was being seen. Same thing with drones. No question that drones are a good explanation for more and more cases. There's more and more going up there. People are flying them without authorization over places they shouldn't be flying them. There's near misses with aircraft. There's people flying drones outside of apartment buildings. So there's no question that drones can explain a lot of cases. But there are other characteristics of UFOs that are being reported that are very un-drone-like, like noiseless, for example, like behaving in fashions where they will move and dart about, but they're being flown at night in treed areas and in areas where, you know, it would be very tough to fly a drone. You know, these things cost a lot of money. I don't know if I'd be flying my drone around areas where they might get damaged and fall apart. So,
right. Well, you know, or at night, just flying at night could be very hazardous to your technology's health.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, I mean, no question people do that, but just because there certainly are drones out there being flown at night doesn't mean that that's what UFOs are explainable as, but it's certainly adding to a lot of the confusion. It's certainly something that people investigating UFOs have to take into account now.
Well, if Amazon starts sending drones to bring you a copy of a book or something, or a router for your computer, they're going to be all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely.
I could just wait for that. Now, I had noticed sometime back that you were listed among the members of the Roswell Slides Research Group.
Yep.
How'd you get sucked into that?
Well, you know, I was originally part of the Dream Team itself.
Yeah, whatever happened to the Dream Team?
Yeah, well, you know, they got pretty...
Became the nightmare team.
No, I was actually invited quite a long time ago by Kevin Randall to join Carrie and so forth when they started on this venture. And then after some exchange of correspondence, I never heard from anyone again. And it turns out that when the Dream Team, or the true Dream Team, came forward with their announcement that they were going to have the slides on display, my name wasn't listed among them. So somewhere along the way, they dropped me. And I'm not sure what happened there. I was never actually shown the slides. And when people started talking about the Dream Team, you know, coming forward with the slides, I got all the questions. So I started being curious about this. And I noticed the discussions on Facebook and elsewhere. And I joined in and was very confused as to why this thing was being pushed when it was so obviously a mummy. And joined in the discussion with that at a very early stage. And along the way, I got brought into the inner circle of the not-so-dream team of the Roswell Slides.
The Nightmare Club.
Nightmare Club, yeah. And of course, that's morphed into the Puerto Rican Club, but that's another case altogether.
We heard about that from Kurt Collins last week. Is there anything more you can tell us about that?
Well, no. I think Isaac Coy has just recently, over the past couple of days, published a manifesto that's probably as long as the SCU report itself, going into detail as to what's seen frame by frame and how do we deal with it and how do we explain it and how do we describe what's going on, which is a very thorough analysis. And that's just started over the past couple of days. So over the coming weeks, people will start contributing to that, and we'll see a little bit more.
Why don't you describe for some of our listeners who may not be up to speed on that particular piece of visual evidence or alleged visual evidence. Why don't you give them a little thumbnail on that?
Yeah. A couple of years ago, there was a video that began circulating in ufology circles of a infrared video, or a video taken with an infrared camera of an object moving over the skies in Puerto Rico. And it passed over an airfield and a number of other prominent locations, and it appeared to be moving very quickly, and the interpretation was that this was an unexplained object, that it was not a plane or balloon or bird or anything. And a group of individuals, among them Rich Hoffman and a few others, produced a very, very detailed report under the guise of a group called SCU, Scientific something of ufology. Anyways, they produced a very long report analyzing this video and some of the what's been said about it, saying that it doesn't have the characteristics of any conventional object. And in fact, at one point, or actually several points in the video, it appears to fly down into the water over the ocean and out again a few times, which is something impossible by conventional craft, and towards the end of the video, it actually splits in two. So their interpretation isn't that it's identified as a spacecraft, it's just that they say that it has no characteristics of anything conventional. And they back it up with a lot of scientific terminology and interpretation by experts. And they've sort of presented it as a test case of what can be done regarding a really good evidential video of a UFO.
We'll have more about this particular Puerto Rican case and other subjects. We also have lots of questions for our listeners to ask of our guest, Chris Rutkowski. So there's a lot of room to cover here with Gene and with KK. You're in
the Paracast.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
When we use Chris under his real name, Chris O'Brien's real name, the voice he does for the Paracast changes. And a little bit later, I'll give you a hint here, we're going to see how Chris Rutkowski does it, but not now. We don't want to explain. Anything else you can tell us about this Puerto Rican case before we move on?
No, other than the fact that it's being dissected bit by bit by a new group parallel to the Roswell Slides group. And the reviews aren't completely positive. Not that they did anything wrong, it's just that it doesn't appear to be as unexplainable as purported. In fact, there's a lot of evidence to suggest that it could, in fact, be some kind of Mylar balloon, or actually more than one Mylar balloon. In fact, there's one possibility that it could actually be pelicans. And this goes back to pelicanism and the old days of ufology, where people were claiming to be birds of one sort or another. But it's interesting to see the debate rage on. I don't know where it's going to go. To me, it simply does look like a balloon or cluster of balloons. And, you know, that's without, you know, having any technical expertise in analyzing how infrared cameras work. So we'll see where that goes.
How many of you are involved in this? Exact same people as the Roswell Slides group, or just a few of the same?
Again, the list has just been formulated over the past couple of days. It looks to be almost the same as the Roswell Slides group, with one or two dropouts and add-ins. I think Ted Rose in this group. I don't think he was in the Roswell Slides group originally. But it's, you know, about a half dozen to 10 or so. And it's just people who are really fascinated with the subject with open minds. Tim Printy, again, an art skeptic, is part of this group, as he was with the Slides group. You know, Kurt and Isaac and a number of others. So there's a good group of people who have a lot of knowledge behind them. And they, I would call them maybe skeptical objectivists or unbiased skeptics, perhaps, where, you know, we're not necessarily out to debunk anything, and all with the exception of Tim Printy, maybe, but certainly people who are trying to figure out what is actually being reported and what was actually seen, to trying to get to the bottom of what really is going on. And ultimately, that's the whole point of serious ufology and investigative ufology, trying to understand what it is that people are seeing and reporting. There's some discussion about the provenance, and I go on about provenance a few times in my discussions, about the origin of the video. How did we get the video? How did ufology get a hold of an infrared video taken by apparently somebody with Homeland Security? I mean, how does that work? That we could be in possession of such a video, who took it, and how come we can't actually talk to the original pilot, the original photographer, and so forth. So there's some concern about where the video came from, and it's, you know, we have to go through all this process in order to ascertain the factual information regarding a case. Otherwise, it's just something that's claimed, and we want to really understand what is being reported so that when the scientific community comes to, you know, to look at the case, if they ever do, we can say these are the answers to all the questions you might have. In effect, the Roswell Slides group and now the Puerto Rican group are, I suppose, the true liaison between the scientific community and ufology, in that this is sort of the intermediate step to take before it goes to the scientific community and say, yes, there really is some evidence for UFOs, and this is what you need to look at.
So why has it taken almost 70 years to get to this point? Shouldn't this have been done back in 1950?
I don't think it could have been done in 1950 because we didn't have the expertise. People didn't have the capability of the technology back then. We didn't have access to the report files in the 1950s. Those were really in the you know, really in the hands of the military and the government. Certainly, there were civilian UFO groups, but most of the civilian UFO groups were composed not really of a lot of scientific individuals, but, you know, there were some people involved, but the by and large, the civilian UFO groups were, you know, people who were in basically laymen and laywomen that really didn't have a good grasp of what was seeing. The aeronautical expertise wasn't there. The electronic, the flight engineering, that all that type of thing simply didn't exist. We certainly had more by, let's say, the 60s, 70s, 80s, coincidentally, as the dawn of the Internet broke upon us in the 80s and into the 90s, we were able to have the average citizen use computers to crunch numbers and look at videos and so forth. So it really took technological advancements to the point where we have, you know, anybody can download programs to analyze software, to analyze videos, to analyze photographs right now, in the sense that, you know, there also is the technology to fake it. There also is the technology to analyze it. And it's in the hands of the average person sitting in their basement or attic in front of a computer. So anyone has the ability to do some decent analysis and good scientific work.
Well, that's certainly a healthy change, and I like to see this continue. Do you think there'll be sequels to this, that this particular group, the Roswell Slides group, or as we call it, the topic that shall not be named, and the Puerto Rican group, do you think that will morph into something more permanent?
I think that you'll see a dedicated group of individuals, and I don't know what it would look like, whether they're going to be holding their own conferences or whatnot, of people who are, you know, really looking intently and analyzing the heck out of some of the UFO cases. It's interesting, there is a parallel in, I guess, ghost hunting. You know, there is the pop ghost hunting stuff that you see on TV and on all the videos. But when you go to paranormal conferences, there's usually not quite a dead dog session, but there's a number of sessions where some of the serious paranormal investigators sit around together and show off their best evidence to each other, usually in a hotel room somewhere, usually accompanied by a lot of liquid imbibing. But they show it off to each other, and the purpose is for each other to tear each other's evidence apart. so that, you know, we're, what's left is only the really, really good cases. And usually what happens is not much is left after most sessions like that. There really isn't anything like that in ufology yet, although it does seem that we're seeing the beginnings of this. Right now in ufology, there's a term that has been kicked around in philosophy called metamodernism. And I would say,
why don't you say that again so we can write it down?
It's called metamodernism.
Okay.
And some people are familiar with the term modernism as an art and postmodernism as an art and a few other things. Philosophers are of the opinion that we've now progressed into what's called metamodernism. So in modernism, there are discussions and theories proposed about the nature of reality and how art works, and people sort of appreciate it, and they look at what's been produced by who's ever talking about it or producing it, and they can debate it, they can discuss it, but in general, things are being discussed as giving a statement about what's going on. In postmodernism, what happens is that you look at who is doing the presenting. Why has somebody said such a thing? Why is that particular building shaped like that? Why is that poem structured like that? And you look at who's saying it. Did the person have a reason? Is there a political reason why that poem was phrased that way? Why that artwork was, you know, set up outside a post office or whatever? You know, what was the person's goal in doing that? And it was that, you know, people have some meaning behind their theories. In metamodernism, and this is a movement throughout all of art and culture right now, it's anything goes. Everyone is an expert. Everyone has a say, and everyone's right. It's political correctness gone completely awry.
It sounds like political correctness to the nth degree.
To the nth degree.
It becomes so correct that everything is correct. But let's get into more of this in a couple of moments, or maybe not. Let's not be politically correct because of the show this is. Chris Rutkowski joins Gene and KK.
Ming the Merciless says we will be back after these messages. You are in the Paracast, Flash Gordon, and you will suffer.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Conspiracy Journal is your number one source for the hidden world of the weird and strange. We bring you thought-provoking and controversial material for free-thinking individuals who are seeking what is really going on in our world today. Some of this material may adversely affect you. Other pieces are meant to enlighten. Either way, be prepared to be intrigued by such things as the reality of UFOs, ghosts, strange creatures from time and space, hidden conspiracies, time travel, Nikola Tesla, suppressed technology, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by visiting our website at conspiracyjournal.com. There you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter sent directly to your email address. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people. You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com. For a free guide to aquaponics. That's aquaponicsource.com.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from presidentialufo.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
He sounds like he's really Blofeld. Okay. Maybe you're channeling Blofeld there.
I could be channeling Blofeld, yeah.
We might actually see a Blofeld in this new James Bond movie, Spectre, although nobody has officially been cast as a character named Blofeld. But I have a feeling one of the other characters is revealed as Blofeld.
I'm really looking forward to the next James Bond. I'm looking more forward to Ash versus the Living Dead, but that's a, you know, that's another movie.
Some people are looking forward to Supergirl on CBS.
That's true.
No, it's, I don't know. That's the most popular show in terms of pre-season buzz in the social networks in the United States.
Is the James Bond?
No, it's Supergirl.
Oh, Supergirl. Really?
Yes.
Huh.
I think it is that everybody likes this girl who's playing Supergirl, Melissa Benoist.
Oh, I did see the teaser trailer, the extended one, that's 5 or 10 minutes long. It's actually pretty good.
I saw the full pilot, which is unofficially available if you look hard enough. And she just owns the role.
Yeah.
She plays, you know, the nerdy Kara who works as an executive assistant or something, who becomes Supergirl.
Yeah.
It's like she owns it. She loves being that person, which is why you believe her.
And it will be interesting to see how they incorporate that into the new DC universe with Flash and Arrow and so forth.
Well, it's produced by the same people who produce Flash and Arrow.
Right, and they're setting up for, you know, for the big DC Justice League and whatnot that's coming up. So we'll see.
He's another comic book nerd, do you notice?
Absolutely.
Is there any other kind? I don't think KK is a comic book nerd, are you?
No. I like Turok, Son of Stone, my Golden Key Indians back in the day, back in the 60s.
Oh, I'm a Doc Savage fan, actually.
Yeah.
They never did that right on TV, you know?
Who was it?
The guy who played Tarzan, Ron Ely, Doc Savage, and it was a perfectly awful movie.
Yeah.
No.
We can do a separate show on that, you know?
We could.
Maybe someday we'll do a separate thing. We do explore pop culture to some degree on our other radio show, the Tech Night Owl Live, because technology is so much at the forefront. So, for example, in these new comic book series from the CW and CBS, the special effects are really well done. And that's because the technology has reached a point where you could do this stuff with a much smaller budget for TV and get away with it and make it convincing.
Oh, yeah. When you think of the advances in CGI and whatnot that are produced in the movies, it's really quite amazing how far we've advanced.
I'll give you one example. We'll get back to UFOs and such. In the Supergirl teasers, you see this one scene where Supergirl falls over the side of the building. Her friend Wynn is going crazy. And a few seconds later, she zooms up into the air and comes down to this pinpoint landing. And that is a really well-done special effect. Obviously, it's a mixture of CGI and somebody sitting there and jumping into place. But the way it's done is so effective. Take a look at it. That's an example of really the high-grade special effects. But it also means that anybody with a decent set of skills and $300 for a copy of Final Cut Pro X on a Mac can create some really marvelous fake UFO pictures.
Oh, yeah. I was actually on a plane somewhere, and somebody was on his laptop sitting next to me. And I don't know whether it was Final Cut or whatever, but he was actually doing a Final Cut of a TV show that he was a producer for, involved in. And he was doing the Final Cut on his laptop on a plane. And when you think the technology is out there to do that, that's just amazing.
And now, of course, the new higher-end Macs can do 4K video.
Mm-hmm.
They have 5K screens, so you can actually do a native 4K video and room for all the menu bars and everything.
Yep. It's amazing what we have right now. Those darn computers. What did Marvin say? Those nasty computers?
Something like that. I want to ask you something else, which kind of drifts away from all these things.
You don't think we've drifted away far enough yet?
Oh, no, we're going to go further. We're going to go into the stratosphere now. I sent you this link. You probably didn't have a chance to read it. But last week you had Red Pill Junkie on the show. I'm sure you know him.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Now, Miguel is a terrific person. And I'll give you the background of this. We mentioned this on After the Powercast, but not on this show. We have a weekly Powercast newsletter. And I do most of the writing, because nobody else really wants to do it. I do it. And occasionally I ask other people. We've had Paul Kimball do it. We had Stanton Friedman do it. And Chris has done a couple. And I was intrigued by a theory that Red Pill Junkie had mentioned on our show last week, where he was talking about the similarities between near-death experiences and UFO abductions, the commonalities. And I said, this is interesting. Why don't you write a 900 or 1,000-word editorial for our next newsletter? This is on like a Friday morning at 10 o'clock. Exactly 25 hours later, he gives me the manuscript. He says, I'm sorry, you know, it ran a little bit over, but here it is. 4,660 words.
Yeah, I actually did read it. What do you think I am, anyway? It's an interesting document. I agree that there are similarities. He's done a great job, great post. I have some issues. Of course, I addressed a little bit of this in my own book, Abductions and Aliens, available on Amazon, where I looked at all the various theories about abductions and what they might represent. I did touch on some near-death experiences at one point. There are similarities, where the witness or abductee or the person in the experience is, you know, in a dreamlike state and so forth. Certain other aspects, the one that got me was the subject is submitted to examination. This is about the review of life. And in near-death experiences, it's the review of one's life is the examination of one's life. But abductees don't report that necessarily as real examination, where, you know, the anal probes and all of that sort of stuff. And I think there's enough of a dissimilarity there to say, well, maybe this isn't quite the same thing. And I guess I say that for a lot of the similarities, there are some tweaks that you have to do to say that they really are related like that. I would say there's the commonalities are that a lot of the abductions and near-death experiences are certainly more related to dreamlike states in general. In other words, they seem to have a lot of common to dreams rather than to each other. And so if we think that there is a relationship there. I think that's where the relationship really is. I think that his list, I don't know how many, 15 or 20 commonalities, is a good one to start the discussions on. I think it's, it's fudging a bit to say that they're almost identical, but there's certainly some commonalities there that make one think that, there is some relationship.
The whole anal probe thing, though, is not duplicated in near-death experiences. And if it is, we know which direction the particular individual is headed. I think they're on the down escalator.
that's one example. I mean, there's certainly some other things. The subject is taken to an unfamiliar environment. Well, in near-death experiences, it's the old tunnel of white or whatever, the tunnel that leads to the white light and that type of thing. Whereas abductees, certainly they're taken on board, as some say, they're a spacecraft, but they describe their spacecraft as spacecraft, and there's a very detailed descriptions of where they are and what the, if they're taken on board and end up somewhere, their descriptions of where they are in terms of this craft or the location in physical reality, what the aliens look like. And that's, to me, quite a different phenomenon than the tunnel leading to the white light and that type of thing. So, again, there certainly are some commonalities there, but I wouldn't say enough for me to say that they are probably related.
Well, that's a good place for me to kind of start in. We have quite a few questions for you on our forum at forum.theparacast.com, where our listeners get a chance to ask questions of our esteemed guests. And a fellow Canadian, ufology, Randall in Calgary, has a question for you. And he's wondering, what is your general impression of the public's current acceptance, or lack thereof, to alien visitation compared to other times in history? Do you see any trends of any kind right now?
Let's have him do that answer in our next segment, okay? This way we can just wrap this up and progress. A reminder to be able to download after the PowerCast, our second radio show, you have to join the PowerCast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. With Gene and KK and Chris Rutkowski, you're in
the PowerCast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack of the Rockaways. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockaways lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans the galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockaways is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockoids, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.